Amos chapter 2. This is what the Lord says. For three transgressions of Moab, and for four, I will not avert it, because he burnt the bones of the king of Edom to lime. And I will send fire to Moab, which will consume the palaces of Kerioth. And Moab will die in a tumult, in an alarm sound, at the sound of the ram's horn. And I will cut off the judge from their midst, and I will kill all their princes with him, says the Lord. This is what the Lord says. For three transgressions of Judah, and for four, I will not avert it, because of them rejecting the law of the Lord, when they did not keep his statutes, and their lies led them astray, lies which their fathers walked in. And I will send fire to Judah, which will consume the palaces of Jerusalem. This is what the Lord says. For three transgressions of Israel, and for four, I will not avert it. Because they sold the righteous for silver, and the poor in return for a pair of sandals. They crush the head of the poor in the dust of the earth, and they pervert the way of the meek, and a man and his father go to a girl to profane my holy name. And they recline in clothes taken in pledge, next to every altar, and they drink confiscated wine in the house of their God. Yet I destroyed the Amorite before them, whose height was as the height of cedars, and who was as strong as oak trees. And I destroyed his fruit above, and his roots below the ground. And I brought you up out of the land of Egypt, and I led you in the desert for 40 years, to inherit the land of the Amorite. And I raised up some of your sons to be prophets, and some of your youths to be Nazarites. Is this not so, O sons of Israel? Says the Lord. But you gave the Nazarites wine to drink, and you commanded the prophets, saying, Do not prophesy. Look, I am burdened by you, as a cart full of sheaves is burdened. So refuge will be unavailable to the swift, and the strong will not be able to build up his force, and the warrior will not be able to save his life. And the archer will not stand, and he who is swift on his feet will not escape, and he who rides on a horse will not save his life. And he who is courageous among warriors will flee naked on that day, says the Lord.